Hello, everyone, and welcome back to I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can properly grow and glow. Now, I'm about to sound like a broken record because I know it's been a while, and I know every time I do a new episode I say that, but hey, the facts are the facts, and we cannot get away from them. But I am back. I have done a lot of things in my absence, so I'm not going to catch you up. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that I think we all do, or something that I think we all, a place that I think we've all been in, a role that I think we've all been in, and that is the role of the villain. I'm gonna let this little ad play and then I'll come back. Hello, and we're back. So, like I said, I don't plan on this being a super long episode. I just want to get a couple of thoughts out. Let's see. Like I said in the intro, this episode is about being the villain. Now I know a lot of us may not like to think of ourselves as the villain in any capacity. But the truth is that sometimes we are the villain. And that's something that I'm working on. That's something that I'm putting effort into making better for my people. And the reason I want to do that work is because we're not always the hero. We're not always the, you know, Captain Super Saver Ho. That's not who we are all the time. And that's something I had to realize. And what helped me realize that is, even in my healing, even in the work that I'm doing to be the best version of myself, I realized that sometimes people have gotten hit in the crossfire of my healing. Now, that may sound strange, because when you think of healing, you think of maybe positivity, you think of spreading love, you know, just good feelings, good radiant energy when you think of healing. But I had to think about it. Sometimes my healing for me was maybe drawing back. Maybe it was putting up a barrier that could have hurt someone, or maybe it was not really being there for someone and being there more so for myself, which I think can in some cases be a barrier. Sometimes you have to say no because you're saying yes to yourself. And lately I've been reconnecting with people from my past, and when I meet them, you know, we'll be so happy to see each other. And I love it. I really do. But then I also think, dang, we've been through some tough times. Or, you know, I was, for lack of a better word, a bitch at times to these people. And, you know, yes, the apologies have happened and things, but it just kind of brought me a humbleness, or I guess it just made me realize things that, you know what, Selene, sometimes you weren't the best. Sometimes you should have had a little bit more self-control. Sometimes you should have not had said that. Sometimes you were brutally honest. And truth be told, yes, I did not learn that I can be honest and be gentle and caring at the same time. So it was also a case of, I didn't know then, but I do know now. So now I can be better. When you know better, you do better, basically. But I've been thinking about that, and I've been working on it. Because sometimes I feel like we can get consumed in, I don't do nobody wrong. I treat everybody right, and I'm there for people. I help this person, help this person. But is that the case all the time? Is that who we are all the time? I think sometimes we can be a villain. And we have to acknowledge that because that's a part of our growth journey. It's been times where, it's been times where, like, situations like this have come up where I've had to put my foot down and not go to pick up friends, even though I know they didn't have a car, but they had maybe access to another car. Maybe it was their boyfriend or another friend or something like that. And it was like, you know what? I need this time for me, or I feel like I'm being used. So I had to say no. In their eyes, I could be a villain. In their eyes, I could be, you know, a horrible person. But for me, I had to put my foot down and say, you know, no. This is not working for me. I need to get some time to myself. I need you to utilize your other resources. And while I know saying that could be like, well, no, they need to, you know, stop using you. Or, you know, who cares if they got hurt? Or, you know, who cares if they thought of you as a villain when you were really putting a boundary around something? All of that is true. I'm a person that believes that multiple things can exist at one time. While I may have been a villain in their story during that time, I was a hero in my own. But if they were to ever come to me and be like, you know, I felt like you did me wrong, I would be like, I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings. This is why I did that. And whatever comes from that, comes from that. That's why I feel like you can kind of hurt people during your healing. And that's what I mean when I say people can get hit in the crossfire of your healing journey. Maybe you have to go through a tough time. Maybe you went to a really dark place when you really weren't yourself, but you were lashing out. And that can be a part of your healing journey. When you focus on you, you really get to understand your flaws and who you are, instead of who you have built around being a people pleaser or being overly dependent or sometimes even being overly independent. You can develop a personality out of trauma. All of your traumas can be a combination of what makes up your personality, but that won't really be you. Those are just, to me, a series of coping mechanisms, of defense mechanisms, of ways to just protect yourself from getting further traumatized or hurt. But when you start doing the healing work, you will start noticing that this is just a defense mechanism. This is just how I cope. This is me protecting, you know, myself. This is just a response to trauma. But it really won't be you. It really won't be who you are on the inside. And I realized that by doing the work, because I've said it so many times on this podcast, I feel like a broken record, but I was a bitch. I had a horrible attitude. I thought being brutally honest was the thing, because if you can't accept the truth, then that's your problem. But I'm going to be honest at all times, because we're supposed to be honest. Oh my God, Selene. No. You can be honest and be gentle. That's a part of my growth. And slowly but surely, I had to sit down with myself and be like, that's not who I am. That's a response to my trauma and the things I've been through. And I have hurt people by having a trauma-based personality. I have hurt people by, and I have become the villain in some people's story by allowing them to meet me, or us meeting each other during the time where my trauma-based personality was my only personality. It was the only thing they saw. So they saw the bitch. They saw the nastiness. They saw the abrasiveness. They saw the, oh, I'm just telling the truth, but it's really hurtful. They just saw that. They didn't see who I really am. And sometimes I sit back and I think, damn. I'm the villain in some people's story, or some people have this idea of me, of being this person. And they don't even really know me. They haven't had the opportunity or the pleasure of meeting this really sweet and nice person who just likes to laugh and have a good time and who has done some work. I'm not going to say the work because I'm not finished. I'm still got some things to do. But it's like, sometimes I do sit back and think, damn. I mean, it doesn't stop me from, like, living. But I just have these thoughts sometimes, like, damn. I bet I'm still the villain in their story. Because they haven't had the chance to meet this person. They haven't had a chance to meet who was under all of that trauma. Who was under all of that pain. Who was under all of that suffering. Who was under those issues. Abandonment issues. Daddy issues. Mommy issues. Youngest sibling issues, like independence as a defense mechanism issues. Like, no one has met this person, or some of those people haven't met this person. Let me say that people have met who I am now. And it's like I said, it doesn't hold me back or get me, you know, down. It just, it makes me, when I do see those people who maybe I'm still the villain in their story, or maybe they got a glimpse of who I am and it wasn't in my best, it wasn't my best image, or I wasn't presenting my best true self. It does make me want to be like, damn, I can't wait to see them again, because I want them to experience who I truly am versus who I made myself become as a protection. And the reason I am talking about being the villain in someone's story is because someone asked me, what am I working on today? And I was like, well, shit, I'm working on further, you know, acknowledging my negative behaviors and how that affects people. And trying to acknowledge those in the moment and be more honest with those in the moment. And I also said I'm acknowledging and working on, you know, I was the villain in a lot of people's stories. And I may still be, because I still have work to do. I guess one of my points in being the villain in someone's story is it sucks. It sucks being the villain in someone's story. It really does. No one wants to be the villain. Maybe an anti-hero. I love me some Deadpool. I love me, you know, people like that in the comics. Some, you know, Mystiques sometimes. I'm an X-Men fan, Marvel fan. But who wants to be the villain, honestly? Everyone would love to be the hero. Shining, spreading joy, spreading love, helping others. If you want to be a villain, that's your thing, that's your thing. But this podcast is about being the villain. This episode is about being the villain in some people's stories. And that's not really who you are on the inside. If you have met me, I may have said something like this to you. And that thing is, I don't think bad people are born. I don't think villains are born. I think they are created out of experience through life. And I think that even if you were or are a villain in someone's story, I generally believe that it's because we're growing and we're on this journey of healing and growth. And sometimes people get caught in that crossfire. And sometimes that crossfire can be needing time to yourself, putting your foot down, standing up for yourself, speaking up for yourself, saying no, not agreeing when you used to be a yes man. It could be so many things that people can be like, ugh, I can't believe that. Or how dare they? How dare you not give me a ride? How dare you not? How dare you speak up to me? And you could become an enemy or a villain to that person. And it's like, it can be seen as that, but I feel like once growth continues, you'll become a true loving person, and you'll become a person that, I don't want to say hero, it sounds cliche, but you'll come into yourself. The personality that you have built around trauma and, you know, defense mechanisms and coping mechanisms, I feel like that will, I know for me, those things have fell down. The guards have come down. The screens are gone. And that's who you truly are. So many of my old friends have come back to me and been like, oh my God, you know, we can tell that you have changed, or, you know, you're just not the same person. You're more, shit, you're happier. That the people have told me you seem so happy, or, you know, you have such a positive energy about you. And when I hear those things, it's like the best compliment I can receive. Forget looks. Forget intelligence. Tell me I have good energy and you have made my day. Because it has been a work in progress. Still working to this day. I feel like the work never ends. But that's a whole nother subject. But I feel like once you do the work and you let those guards down and you let who you truly are shine, the people that are supposed to notice will notice. And it sucks if you've been a villain in some people's stories. I know for a fact I done been a villain in some people around me right now, family and friends. I've been a villain in their stories. And one thing I like to tell them, like when I've apologized to them, is I can't go back in the past and change what I've done. I can't do that. What I can do right now in this moment is apologize to you for hurting your feelings in those moments when I was the villain, or when I just hurt you, when I was not my best self. I'm sorry for that. I truly am. Another thing I can do is continue to show you through my actions and my words that I have changed, and that I will continue to do the work to show you that I have changed. Are you going to be the main driving force behind me doing the work? No. But me wanting to be the best version of myself after I have been a villain, or after I have hurt people, me wanting to embrace a more loving and positive and welcoming energy that I can radiate, that is the best apology that I can give you, in addition to hurting, to apologizing for hurting your feelings when I wasn't my best self. If I can continuously prove to you that I have changed and that I am changing for the better, I don't know what other way that I can say I know what I've done and I see what I've done, and I'm going to continue to do the work to shine through all of that and show you my true self, who is loving, generous, fun-loving, love to laugh, you know, all those things. I'm going to show you that person every time that I can. Every time that I'm around you, I'm going to show you an aspect of me that is the best part of me. Whether that's the caring side, maybe I keep you laughing, maybe I comfort you, maybe I'm sympathetic. Whatever I can do, that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm after becoming the best version of myself. And I truly feel like if you have been a villain in someone else's story, that's the best thing you can do. You can show them that, it's such a cliche, but I cannot not say this. You can show them that, hey, I was a villain, I was a dick, I was a bitch, but look at me now. We can either stay there and keep me there, that might serve you, might serve, you know, who you thought I was or who I presented myself to you. It may continue to serve that purpose. But if you want to move along with me and allow me to show you something different and show you something better, show you something that has healed, show you a person that has healed, I would love that. And that's the best thing I can offer you. But also, in realizing that I'm the villain, I've been the villain, or I am the villain in some people's story, it's made me realize that some people do have to keep you in that villain place, that villain role, because it serves them talking about you. It serves them maybe not forgiving, apologize. Sometimes it serves them not apologizing to you for the things they've done to you. Because I believe also that there can be two people that hurt each other. Sometimes it takes two to tango. Sometimes it's just one person on the flow. But I firmly believe that some people do keep you in roles, or keep you how you have been, because they don't want to see the growth that you have done. And when it comes to those people, you just have to blow past them. You just have to blow past them and say, hey, this is who I am now. If you're going to keep me in a villain type of place, by all means. But I can't focus on that. Only thing you can focus on is being your best self and showing them who you have become. You can't be worried about people saying, or worried about people keeping you in the past. We leave the past every fucking millisecond. It's gone. Just that quick. And I've had to have that conversation with some close people. Well, some of my most closest loved ones. I've had to say, look, I've apologized. I've acknowledged what I've done wrong to you. I've, you know, taken ownership of the things I've done. And now I'm trying to show you who I am as another form of apology to you and others, and you still keep me in this place. I understand you got to do your healing. I understand it's not going to happen overnight, but I can't make this a focus. I have to just show you who I am and create space for you to join me here. I want you to be here with me. I want us to create new memories and experience new times together. But if you're going to keep rehashing the past, I can't do that with you. And to some people, that may seem like a blow. Like, damn, you're going to leave them there? But some people get stuck. Some people get stuck, and you cannot get stuck with them. That may seem heartless. That may seem mean. But you have to keep going forward. And the only thing you can hope for, in my opinion, is that they let that go and they want to create new memories with you. There's only so many times you can answer, why did you do this? There's only so many times you can answer, but, you know, why me? There's only so many times you can answer questions like that before it gets to a point of, do you really want to move on with me? I thought we were going this way. Seems like we're going that way. I can't continue to be the villain in your story. Because right now, I'm saving the world. I'm saving me. I'm saving my world. And I can't continue to be this person in your story and be over here trying to move you over here to what we're doing now. Can't do that. Sometimes you got to let people... Sometimes you have to let people go on their own journeys of healing. And hopefully their healing has some space for you. And if it doesn't, that's beautiful. Sometimes the villain, us at times, sometimes we don't get a redemption arc. Sometimes some people are just like, nope, you're a villain. Okay. Even through the work we're doing, sometimes that's all you're going to be to certain people. Even though they are able to grow and they are able to change and they are able to acknowledge their growth and change, Some people just don't allow you to do that. And you have to be able to open your eyes and see that. You have to know what people are going to keep you in the past and what people are going to embrace who you are and where you're going in the future. It can really hold you up. I've been held up about it before. I wanted to prove to a certain person that, oh my God, look, I've changed. And in that, trying to prove that I have changed and I'm not this or not that, I was losing out on time with other people. I was losing out on growth for myself. And I was just missing out on filling my cup up so I can continue to be the best version of me. And yeah, it can suck. But again, we have to acknowledge the things that we do and the things that we say. Even if we're in a bad place, even if we have grown from that place, we have to acknowledge what we've done, acknowledge what we've said, apologize, and continue to grow beyond that. I even have some people who we have done each other wrong, and we've apologized to each other, but are we in each other's lives? I have a best friend that we fell out, and we apologize to each other, and we, you know, we connect on social media at times, but are we like we were when we were best friends, connected at the hip? Absolutely not. But I know there was a time when I was a villain in his story, and he was a villain in mine. But now that I see him and he's growing and he's living life and I get to see him through, you know, Instagram and things, I mean, it kind of sucks that, you know, I'm not like live and in color like I once was. But to see him doing amazing makes me happy. And maybe one day there will be space created for me. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying the show from a distance. And that's what we have to do. We have to hope that people create space for us, but then we also have to acknowledge if they don't. If you don't, cool, I still want the best for you. And like I said, it sucks, especially if you've been very close to somebody and then all of a sudden it becomes a cordial type of thing, or a, hey, saw you on IG, just want to catch up. And like, that's all it is. But y'all used to be like bopping around town together. It sucks. But hey, like I said, some villains don't get a redemption arc. Some of them don't get a redemption arc in the sense of it's a whole series. Like, you're with the main character and you're going through this redemption arc together. Sometimes it don't happen like that. Sometimes your redemption arc is your growth without that person. You have to redeem yourself for you. And these could be people that you never thought would, you know, damn, I just never thought we would not be as close. Well, hey, I've been on this earth long enough to realize that some of the people you came in with or you thought were day ones, sometimes they number comes up and that number is day 5,000, and that's it. That's all the time you had together. Cherish the memories. Use that as an opportunity of growth. I've had to do that with a couple of people. Still love to see them prospering. I'm not a part of their story anymore. But hey, just to get a bird's eye view. A bird's eye view? Or just get a view, period. It's nice for me. But in conclusion, I just thought, like, that question I was asked earlier about what I was working on really just made me want to do this episode of, sometimes you're the villain, sometimes you're the bad guy, sometimes you're the person that does something horrible. That doesn't mean that's you. That doesn't mean that's your complete story. There's always time for change. it's never too late to change who you are. It's never too late to overcome that trauma-based personality. It's never too late to look in the mirror and say, you be saying some fucked up shit. You be doing some fucked up shit. It's never too late to just acknowledge some of the stuff that we do is born from trauma. It's never too late to change. And I will be the first to testify that I've changed. Still got work to do, but the changes I've made are amazing. And I love the work that I put in. Shout out to my therapist, Dr. Reed. Shout out to doing yoga. Shout out to meditation. Shout out for having an altar where I can thank my ancestors and my guides and just a place where I can sit and be grateful to everything that has guided me to being a better person, especially my Orisha. And shoot, just all the positive energy that I absorb throughout the day. Sometimes you can just look up at the sun and the clouds. Well, I know I do. Look up at the sun and the clouds and just smile because it's beautiful. And be grateful. It really works. Tidbit, get yourself a gratitude journal. Or even if you got to pull out the note app in your phone and just start jotting down, I'm grateful for this. Even if it's, I'm grateful for my lunch. I'm grateful for having an hour for lunch. I'm grateful for having 30 minutes. For having 30 minutes for lunch. I'm grateful for my car. Grateful for my apartment. Or even just jot down some positive affirmations. Those things really do work in changing how your mind thinks. Instead of thinking more so negatively, you start thinking about what you're grateful for. You start looking up at the sun and the moon and the stars and the little birdies. And you just really start being more so grateful than stuck in a place of trauma, in a place of the past, in a place that you can grow from. You can grow from it. You just have to put in the work. And that's all I have for you guys. If you're a villain, it's never too late to be your own hero. Bye!